For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Can't go stuff here.
Just find
what do you
room?
Mean you can't find?
The podcast studio. You can't eat where you...
So you never bang at the office?
No.
Hey, leave a stain here, stain here.
You know, have a story
make
to tell.
Stain,
you know?
Stain city. If you can get the woman wet, it'll be waterfall as well. I'm rock anyway.
Now you've conquered all estates.
Estates.
Yeah, the estates.
Enda.
And ladies and gentlemen,
happy.
We made it.
It's good to be in, man. We're in now, 2021.
Yeah,
I feel like it's fake excitement, though, because it's just been a bad year last year, and we are carrying the same baggage over. Countries are getting into level one. We don't have alcohol. But happy new year. Let's be optimistic now.
Ghost ladies, yeah. Saw Penduka is here. I'm here. The pool is here. Saul's new haircut is here.
He promised and delivered.
Penduka Magbon.
Yes, Penduka Saul.
Penduka Magbon.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of Suguma Magbon.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, haircut day. New year, new haircut, man.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, gotta enter with something new.
How was your guys' December? Mine was soft like a tissue, man.
It was soft.
You were doing that soft life living.
Too ply.
Too ply, man.
Too ply. With the hoof, hoof. That kind of too ply. Yeah? The real too ply.
How was your December, Ghosty?
It was great. I loved it. Chilled. We went away, came back.
Beautiful.
Went away, came back. And yeah.
Had a braai on Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, what did you end up doing on Christmas?
We went to Nelspruit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just chilled. It was just the five of us, my mother-in-law, of my husband and son. So it was just
beautiful.
Chilled. And our niece. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And you?
It was a chilled December, man. It was lekker. It was nice. Christmas Day, I tried to invite myself over to someone's place. I'm like, I'm coming for Christmas. They were like, okay. Have a nice Christmas. And
who was that person?
Onela, a friend of mine, Onela.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. Family was just too far, man. So I just ended up going out by myself. And I had a great Christmas lunch.
You had a Christmas by yourself.
But Christmases have always been like that since I grew up.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm an adult now. So yeah, but I had a good time. I'm lying. but it's okay. It wasn't sad.
It's not as sad as it sounds.
No, I can't imagine Christmas alone.
For real. It's not as sad as it sounds. I've been having those Christmases, even if I'm in a relationship, but I can't expect someone now not to be with their family and come over and be with me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, but I had a nice time, guys. Don't worry about me. I'm here.
So what did
nice
you do,
time.
Though? What did you do?
Just a lot of drinking. Woke up, drank, tried to get myself, checked around, checked the vibe, who's having a nice time. But I felt like, family. I was like, they had a thing, but it was just too far.
Okay.
It was way too far. And then I just, went out, got sloshed, had lunch, came back to my place, got sloshed.
From now on, we'll have a podcast Christmas party on Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, so, thank you, just guys.
So, you know,
to adopt
let's,
me.
Yes, yeah, let's Christmas. Have a Christmas. Everyone must be present. So, guys, 2021, we're all here.
Okay.
Oh, are we going to be together, ne?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I promise.
Yeah, definitely.
What did you do, bro?
Christmas, I was with my cousins.
Oh, nice.
You didn't and go then, to Venda?
No, I didn't go to Venda this year.
Okay.
And then I went for New Year's. I was in Pulkwan with my uncle.
Oh,
that was awesome, man.
Beautiful.
This guy's fucking rich.
I saw you got some nice bottles there.
Ooh.
I saw there's some other bottles in the story.
That nigga's living
soft. We were supposed to be with you.
Yeah, I can eat my Bernard. My Bernard.
But didn't you know all along that you had a rich uncle? It's like you discovered him last year. Now.
I knew he was rich, but I didn't know he was this rich.
How rich is he?
Let me tell you something.
Fucking rich, man.
We were planning to all be together for New Year's, right? Mm-hmm. So we're busy looking for like lodges. Like we'd either go to Hearty's or what else?
Yeah, We couldn't find.
Last minute, McGee goes, oh, I forgot. There's my uncle who's in Pulukwane. He's got a place and we can go there. It's available. We're like, why didn't you come all this time? You see?
And then they ended up staying at Ghost Lady's house. But I wanted some New Year's cough cough.
So why is it a part? Why couldn't you join them at Ghost Lady's house?
Ah, I can't cough cough here.
Just find
what
a
do you
room?
Mean you can't
The podcast studio. You can't eat where you...
So you'd never bang at the office?
No.
Hey, leave a stain here, stain there.
You know, have a story
make
to tell.
Stain,
you know?
Stain city. If you can get the woman wet, it'll be waterfall as well. I'm rock anyway.
Now you've conquered all estates.
Estates.
Yes, the estates.
Come on, bro. Why? It's not your mom's bedroom. It's not the church. Mm. It's not sacred. I mean, it's a family. It's not sacred.
Dude, while I'm busy, I can just picture Ghost Lady popping out saying, Hinda!
Yeah.
No, I believe there's keys in every bedroom. You can lock yourself.
Exactly.
So yeah, I ended up at the lodge. Oh, it was so much fun, man. It was my first time actually in a fucking G63.
Ooh,
I don't know why people like that car. That car's so uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
Yes, dude.
Isn't what? The seats are uncomfortable. What's uncomfortable?
What's uncomfortable?
It shakes what? The ride or the... What's uncomfortable?
The seats. Let me say the seats.
For real?
The Evoque is even more comfortable.
For real?
Yeah, could you not? And I'm like, why would anyone want to buy this?
The seats are not comfortable.
Nah, dude, that car's not comfortable. I wasn't comfortable.
I know Shimza has one. They stole one and he bought another one.
Yeah,
why?
It must have been very comfortable for him to buy another one.
Exactly.
You know?
It's a status
and for that
thing,
price.
Maybe. I think it's a status thing. For that price, it's not. Nah. That's a waste of money for me.
And it's like
I'd rather get an Evoque.
An Evoque?
That's comfortable.
But didn't they say it's like a very...
Feminine
car.
Like, yeah. But it's comfortable. We're talking about comfortability.
Comfort. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. When I was in the G63, I'm like, is this what the hype is all about?
For real.
Fuck? You're a hater. I know.
Even my father was rich. He's better. It's more comfortable.
No. Even my father was rich. I'm very comfy. You can camp in there.
What was the song of the year for you guys?
Like,
for me, as in my personal song of the year.
Yeah.
No, obviously Big Zulu, bro.
What song did you cross over with?
Oh, I was listening to Ukhozi FM. It's, what is it? Ijele.
What's that?
Some song. It's like, who sings it though? It's not Ikokamelisha. It's
wow.
Is it Khuzani? I think it's Khuzani. But it's some Zulu song about like marriage isn't a prison. Therefore, I should be able to go out and see other people if I'm getting it correctly. Because I was listening to Ukhozi FM. That's like what everybody else listens to.
Exactly.
And I was hoping, I had my fingers crossed, that Big Zulu would be number one. He was not even close.
You lie.
Because now they vote.
Oh.
It was not close. Those guys vote. I'm a ping, they call them.
Yeah, I'm a ping.
The guy had 900,000 votes,
damn,
bro. Big Zulu came in at number three with, I mean, I tuned into Cause FM at like quarter to midnight,
yeah,
expecting to hear some other whack song. And then Big Zulu song is there,
number three.
With like 200 and something thousand votes. So there was like a 700,000 gap votes. Not even close, bro.
I didn't listen to Cozy this year because of the last year thing. So I think I kind of like, I was like, I don't even know whether they're still actually running it. But it was something I grew up on.
Yes.
Listening to Cozy.
Everyone every, did,
like,
yeah.
Like, because it's just literally, that's how you enter the new year.
On my way back, I was listening to Oskido's show. And Rashid was saying that they should make it one station, which
Metro. He was suggesting Metro because it's national.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where that determines the song of the year. Because what he says happens is that every province is like, it's now like tribalism. Every province has its own song.
Because Makadzi crossed over
in Mpopo. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she crossed over the there. And then you go to Durban, you're saying those guys. And I'm sure in other provinces was other people as well.
Yeah. But this thing, it's like that whole time when that year when Fantam, Masambisu, Bulalu Fantam, I think they crossed over with that on Ukhozi FM. But it's a true reflection of where the listeners are mostly concentrated for a particular station.
Yeah.
That's what they were vibing to. So I think it's also weird if you're going to just make it one channel. And also, another thing, if the Zulu people will still kick our asses because those people vote.
Yeah.
Or gospel people, if those people vote and they stick by theirs, you know. So either way, if you're going to make it one station, you're not going to subject the whole country to a song like Fantam or Ijele, which is, I think, silly.
And at the end of the day, it's all these stations for all these communities. So let each community enjoy what they want.
Mm. Yes.
So why should we be forced just because it's Gauteng now that must determine what should be the anthem for the whole country?
Yeah, or like Afrikaans stations, the people who listen to those stations, they're not going to appreciate some song, Malining, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On they're going to listen, they want what they've been enjoying throughout the year. So I think it's only fair to each station does their own thing for their listeners.
Hey, but Amabhinqa taking over, eh?
They are, though. I mean, it was both their songs, number one and number two.
Yeah,
and I'm like, who
and
plays
it's
this?
It's traditional Zulu music, you know?
It's oh, yeah, it is, actually. It's like, what is it? Maskandi.
Maskandi.
It's Mbaqanga. Yeah. Not Mbaqanga. It's Maskandi, like,
yeah, Maskandi.
I think, yeah, it's Maskandi, but it's very traditional. So, but that's what I get for listening to Ukhozi FM. What did I expect, right? So, yeah.
And then 2021 is here. What are you guys expecting? What do you want? Huh? More life, more health.
More life, money. More money. Mm. Definitely. More money, more life.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm just taking it step by step, guys. Right now, we do not know. We're literally told.
Plan, yeah,
we could. We're told just before New Year's, like the country went back to level 3.
Zimbabwe. Like,
Zimbabwe's said, level?
Yeah, Zimbabwe announced that as of Tuesday, the deputy president, Constantino Chiwenga, that's the guy who had, like, you know, told us that there's a coup now. He told, he's the bearer of sad news in Zimbabwe, clearly. He told them that they're going back to level, I don't know what level, but a hard lockdown. Because they had like 29 deaths, I think, and 1,300 new cases.
Even so, in the UK, they might stop some of the Premier League games.
Oh, come on,
for like a 2 week break,
Because I know there's a Man City and Everton match.
Yeah, got postponed,
Postponed because
there's too many cases.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, not the football.
Hey, dude, it's been keeping me sane,
exactly,
bro.
Thank you. Yo, since came back,
that and
right?
Podcasts, same WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, man, we might. Do you think though, man, guys, I mean, what about the economic repercussions of...
But that's what we said. Remember we said there's no way...
No way.
There's going to be a lockdown during New Year's Eve. There's no way.
And guess what it happened, guys?
Yeah.
There was a whole lockdown. Remember how then Pekikele came in and said people must be in bed by 9? Like, what?
Man,
the?
This guy.
Like,
please.
9 o'clock, Niben is in bed.
Pekikele must relax, man.
But tough. During December, I watched a lot of TV, man. Fucking watched How to Ruin Christmas.
Oh, loved it.
Oh,
amazing.
Really? You watched it?
Oh, brilliant.
You see?
Wow, it is amazing.
What's the
Wow. It was fucking dope.
Nice.
Production on point. You could see they had a budget.
Yeah.
Casting.
Yeah. Ooh.
Nice.
And it was good.
It was good, man.
I loved it.
I fucking loved it.
I was hoping to watch a lot of movies. I only watched Tenet. Have you guys seen Tenet? It's a bit of an old movie. Like it came out this year during lockdown. You didn't watch it?
No.
Tenet. Confusing movie. Hella confusing movie. People are walking backwards.
What?
So it's... if look, people who've watched it will forgive me. I think the plot is they are trying to stop a terrorist who plots a terrorist attack in the future. So he's got a device that allows him to bend time in some way and travel between the future.
Okay.
But in order to do that, they're creating inverse versions of themselves.
It sounds like someone was on LSD.
No.
No, I can't explain it. It's a weird movie. Like, it's a weird... There's a machine where when you get in, there's an inverse version of yourself. That's like from the past. And then... Oh man, guys, it's a weird movie, guys.
But when people say I must watch it three times,
I've only watched it once and I'm halfway through, but I felt like I'm not gonna finish a movie for the sake of finishing when I feel stupid watching it. Firstly,
because I was gonna ask you, like, when you finish watching it, does it all make sense?
They say it does, but I've given up. It feels like nothing will make sense. It's just so confusing.
I love that shit. But this is my shit.
Watch it six times.
And what's the name of it?
Tenet.
Tenet.
Tenet, like
this
a habit.
Shit, man.
Tenet. Tenet.
Tenet.
Yeah, Tenet. T-E-N-E-T. Oh. Tenet. It's Denzel Washington's son. No, son.
Oh.
It's the son. This is the son who's the
lead. Sounds like some Black Mirror shit. I love that.
Yes. It's something like that. It's a mind fuck. An absolute mind fuck.
It's on Netflix.
No, it's not on Netflix. It's not on Netflix.
Oh, Stream Lord. One of those.
It's not on Netflix. Yeah. I'm not a Paganier fan though, but I managed to get the movie. Somehow.
Okay. And then I also saw, I was watching a lot of TV. There's this kid I like now, man. William Last, KRM.
Oh, Tito!
Yeah! You know that voice?
Oh, man. William Last, the last
look,
KRM.
Look.
Yeah, don't leave me hanging.
Tito. Oh, man, I wish I knew.
He's like a comedian, but he raps now and he does all these skits. Wow. He's fucking funny, man.
Where is this?
He's hilarious. He's on YouTube, ne?
He is on YouTube. Yeah, he's on YouTube. I like the song more than his comedy. His comedy, I feel like it's a bit slapstick, but I love that Tinto song.
Yeah.
It's from Botswana. It's got a huge song right now. It's called Tinto.
Okay. You don't know on YouTube. William Last KRM.
No.
Yeah, he's a big deal right now.
So it's not, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Tinto. Check out the video, please. Don't just watch or listen to the audio. Check out the video.
Yeah, video.
Crazy,
dope.
Bro.
Even Chris Brown commented on one of his videos.
Oh, no. Chris Brown, the thing is, he's got a skit where he's singing a Chris Brown song.
Oh, yes, right? yes.
Don't many na 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 na. I think it's a Chris Brown song. I forgot the words.
Don't wake me up.
Is it don't wake me up. So Chris Brown posted his video on his Instagram and said, if you're my friend and you don't sing my song like this, you're not my friend.
Oh.
So yeah, he was just bigging him up on his comedy. That happened a while ago though. Then MC Hammer. Well, it's not relevant, but MC Hammer.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. You gave him a shout out. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's MC Hammer still, guys. Yeah. Come on, you know? That song Tinto, amazing. Offensive Mwase, you know him? Uncle Scrooge.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like the best video, guys. No. He says it's his favorite video of 2020.
Oh.
And that's a huge compliment because he does the best.
Yeah.
He's did Ngudu, Spirit, and all other legendary, iconic videos.
Does he have a channel? Offensive.
He does. Nah. Offensive is a YouTuber, one of the big YouTubers
like
in SA.
400,000 crazy numbers like that.
Yeah. Huge. So he fucks with the video. He says it's his favorite video.
You know what my wish is?
Mm-hmm.
To get a million subbies, a million chillers this year.
This year.
That's possible.
And I realize it's possible. You know how? You know we need to get Trevor Noah.
Okay.
But he's only coming when we get a million. That's what he said.
Nah, but I think if we push.
Like 500K.
If we ask him nicely, he'll come. And that'll push us to a million.
How have you been asking him all that? Explain.
Good question.
Were you not nice last month?
We should probably DM him every show until he responds.
Okay.
No, you're going to come across as annoying. Remember that DJ Shimza, what happened to him, and that guy was DMing him and told people, hey, DM Shimza, and then you become annoying. It's going to become annoying.
Yeah, but at least he'll know that we want him on.
And he doesn't even check his DMs. I'm pretty sure maybe it's his PA or something. Mm.
Nah, he does, man. He does.
Or we'll just get to 500K and then we'll ask him, like, listen, meet us halfway. You've asked us to, you know what I mean? Meet us halfway.
Yeah.
You know how, like, DJs Black Coffee says he's... Even AKA, they all have a clause. They're not going to pitch at your gig if you've got like 20 people. So to Trevor Noah, like 100K subscribers, like 20 people, you know?
Yeah,
he's on
true.
The Daily Show.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
And I'm being honest. You know what I mean? So he probably won't want to be on some channel that maybe his people around him, and they probably heard of it. I mean, Barack Obama follows.
Maybe I should speak to Barack. Drop him a DM.
Yeah. Speak to Barack.
But I think let's get to a landmark and then like 200K, 300K, then ask him.
Then we start talking.
Then he will
so
say,
for now,
okay.
Let's leave it. No one DMs him. Let's just, you know, let's keep it pushing.
Fuck that, man. What's that guy's name that pissed off Shimza?
DJ. DJ Sigawa Murupa.
Yeah, we're gonna Siga this shit.
Oh, okay.
Fuck that. We're gonna DM every day, every episode until the end of the year.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, okay. let's do it.
I bet you before the end of the year, we'll get him on.
I think we will.
I think so.
If we Siga this shit.
We will.
Yeah.
If we Siga this shit,
yeah.
One DM every episode. I could record every Monday, right?
Yes.
I mean, the episode drops every Monday.
Yes. Okay.
Every Monday, we drop him a DM before we close the show.
Nah, let's
Dear
do
Trevor.
It. Let's do it.
You're telling me how many Mondays in a year? How many DMs is that? He's got to see it one at least.
52.
You know?
52 weeks.
We've got 52 weeks to get Trevor.
Okay.
And I promise you we'll get it.
Let's go.
We're
going to
figure this shit.
Let's get Trevor.
Okay. All right.
51
let's do
weeks
it.
To go. Yeah. We can do this.
Yeah.
Let's get Trevor.
Anything else that you want this year? So you just want money?
Money, happiness, good health.
Ghost lady, another kid on the
I
way.
I want a kid.
Nah.
Yeah, I want a
is
girl.
Is Naga working on it?
No, my.
Black Naga.
He's doing the right things.
Right,
don't
okay.
worry about that part.
Because
my son is just literally just abandoned us. Like, he doesn't care for us. We need another child.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, shit. Did you guys see, speaking of news, did you see in Bara, the trauma unit, there was no one for the first time ever?
Oh, yeah, man. And in fact, that made me say, you know what? If we close alcohol every new year, I'm happy with that, guys.
Mm.
If we do that, yeah.
So alcohol's the problem.
It is. I'm 33. Guys. I've been drinking for a long time. I've never, ever drank and ended up in a fight or in a hospital. What alcohol are people drinking and how are people drinking?
Can you fight, actually, so?
Can I fight?
Yeah.
Not now. I could fuck you up, bro. Come on. Can you fuck me up? Can you fuck me up? I'm not shy. No, I can't.
You're like, you are there just asking for a punch.
Dude, once I remember.
Just sit on me, bro. No. It's over. Game over.
With one of my exes, she came over to my place when I was still in Vosloo. And we got a call. And then from someone who was living in the garage because we had rented that place out. And they were like, there's someone trying to fiddle with her car. And I went out naked. Now I'm thinking about it. What was I going to do? Right? I was going to have to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do fight if I have to. Mm. And if I really, 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 really have to.
But you went outside naked.
I went outside naked. What can I do?
But which guy was going to fight you naked? He would have ran away.
Oh, Flip, you seen my print? Yeah, of course. I'm going to come out with a weapon of mass destruction.
No. But the fact that you're naked, who wants to fight a naked person?
That's true.
Well, then you think he's crazy.
Like, imagine the AKA and Casper fight.
Yeah.
And then one of them just rocks up naked. Nah, I'll be like, nah, man, I'm fine.
So what ended up happening?
I made a noise, obviously, because I was hoping I don't get into a fight. You know? Hey, man, hey! But you had to come out now. You know what I mean? You've threatened them.
Hey, man! Over the fact that you're naked.
Hey, young boy! Because once you switch on the lights, they run. Right? Criminals are cowards, man. Once you switch on the lights, they run, make a noise, come out. I had a hammer.
Yeah. Hold me back, boy. Hold me back.
No, to his girlfriend. Mbambe, baby.
So yeah, man, I fight when I can.
Did I tell you a story of when I was at Recharge once? So my girl goes to the toilet, right? And you know, it's a club. Mm. Men are always harassing women.
Yeah.
So she comes to me. She's like, "Fuck, this guy's been annoying me." She was trying to go to the toilet. I'm like, fuck, you know, you gotta be macho now. You gotta be the man.
H bro, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is this guy, eh?
Yeah,
what's this fucking guy doing? Baby, show me. You mustn't fucking do that, man.
Yeah.
I hate niggas like this. She showed me, it was this big Nigerian guy.
Okonkwo. Yeah?
I looked at her. I'm like, Liwena, why are you going to the toilet?
Hold it in. Hold it in, damn it. It's only 5 hours. It's only 5 hours.
Stop drinking. I'm not paying you anything because you want to go to the toilet next
year. Shit. So you've never been in a fight?
No, we jumped one guy. This was 2000.
So he's what you call a teddy bear. Because he can see, like, he can fuck you up, but he doesn't want to fight.
No, I never.
So he's like a teddy bear.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we jumped one guy who was like, he was just starting with me, you know. I was at a gig in the Val at Capello. He was starting with me. And I'm like, dude, what's up with this guy, right? And after the gig, there's a chicken place, and we went to get some chicken, and the dudes were still there. And his friends are quiet, but it's him, right? And when he came into our space, we just jumped him.
Fuck.
Ended up in hospital. I get a Facebook inbox, no, a Twitter DM by some dude, something Maferek, I forgot his name. And the guy's like, yo, bro, that guy ended up in hospital. You have to pay this amount. He lost a lot of blood, but he's going to be fine. He's not permanently hurt or anything like that. And then, yeah, I had to sort the guy out because I didn't want it to blow up. Hit up the people at 5FM. And 5FM was like, hey, what Salt does is none of our business. I mean, you know what I mean? He wasn't on any station duty. So, yeah.
What's their tagline again, 5FM? Hmm? What's their tagline?
Live loud.
Or to the power.
Or to the power of Salt. Not to the power of 5 feet. in your face. But he was disrespectful, bro. And I'm very patient.
Yes.
And my friends then also, they not people. Dude, chilled.
It takes a lot to piss you off.
A lot, bro.
But when you get pissed, it's curtains. Lights off.
Not really, hey? I'm not a guy with anger issues, so...
Have you ever been fucked up? Has someone ever fucked you up?
No. Because I haven't gotten into fights. As an adult, I've never gotten into a fight. I always avoid. I'm the guy, I'm going to step on you. You want to fight? I will say sorry. You can't really hit someone who's saying sorry.
Yeah.
You have to be some... level of wicked.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Bruh. You're hard, bruh. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can't mess up a guy like for
that.
Even
if they're really angry at you.
Yeah, okay. And also, I've got a weakness. I wear glasses. Once they're off, I can't see shit. You get me? I can't at all. And it just, I'm disorientated a bit. So nah, man.
And you, Kosli?
Me, fighting.
Have you been in a fight?
Yeah, I've been in a fight.
Nah.
Whoa.
But way back, I think way back, the last fight I was in, I just had to beat up my brother.
you had to beat down your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're disciplining me.
No.
Not a fight.
Yeah, it was.
That's a family one.
And you can't hit back. Also, you're a woman. You can't hit back.
No, I was trying. But yeah.
Who's bigger? You? Or him?
Well, my husband had to hold him down. My husband and I had to tag team. It was a family issue.
Why were you doing it, bro?
Because he came here and stole shit.
Oh, snap. Nah, he deserved it.
You know, you got one of them brothers. Like, yeah. We're going to teach you a lesson.
Nah.
Yeah. But you're not a fighter, ne?
No, I don't like fighting.
Mario, you could fuck a bitch up. If needs be.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
And I think I got that face. So it's like, you know, just don't fuck up. Don't fuck up with her. You know, don't try her.
The people with the most patience are the ones that you don't want to... fuck around.
Yeah, and actually I understand you say. Like, I also have like a whole lot of patience. I don't get angry fast. It's just like, okay, all right. If I see the situation or you are this kind of person, I can just step back. Like, not because I'm scared of you, but just like, I don't even want to.
Did you see Burna Boy and Davido got into fight?
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, in Ghana.
And then Wizkid was just chilled.
Oh, was Wizkid there?
Yes, apparently he was there, just like in the corner.
He was sold.
Yeah.
Ah, but you look at Wizkid, bro. I mean, you don't want he just Burna Boy. You know, guy's huge, you know, muscular. All eyes on him.
Yeah, all eyes on him.
African giant vibes. Yeah. Why were they fighting though?
I don't know. I think it's the whole why are you looking at me? Or they were just in the same place and it just caught.
Oh, has it always been like some rivalry?
And Davido's with Wizkid, ne?
Yeah.
Because Wizkid doesn't get along with Burna Boy, ne? No, Burna Boy is with Wizkid. They don't like Davido, yes.
Oh.
They don't like Davido.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's Davido who's not like...
He is. Because he's the rich one, eh?
Yeah, Davido's the rich one. He's a very rich one.
From rich.
Exactly. From, like, I think Burna Boy and Wizkid had to build, you know, build it up from scratch.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the beef comes from. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Wizkid looks like a chill guy. Yeah. Burna Boy doesn't also look like someone to start shit. Whatever happened, I think it's Davido who started it.
Yeah, Davido is that flexer. He wants everyone to...
Hey, did you see Chencha dying by Chinchi Level? They got a replacement.
Oh, they got someone else. It's not just people talking to themselves on the bus.
They got Ilana Africa.
Who's like a white version of Katlego.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Essentially. And she was short,
I mean,
on
a female
espresso
version.
Yeah, the female version.
Well,
yeah,
she is also the white
basically.
Version. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
If we're being honest.
Yeah.
Oh, shame.
So they've got a type, can you see?
They are looking for that kind of like,
coconut vibes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like you got that twang, you know.
Mm.
You qualify.
White people call you like, call you the, you're the different black, you know.
I want to ask you something, no?
Mm-hmm.
If you're an artist, right?
Yeah.
You too as well. During this pandemic, no gigs. Money's not coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You see these lockdowns, they might even extend this one.
Yeah.
It could be in another lockdown for 6 months. You never know.
Mm.
Shimza's not booking you for lockdown house party.
Ish.
You're fucked.
You are really painting.
He's cigaring you.
Yeah. You got a shitload of hot songs.
Mm-hmm.
So your portfolio is pretty good.
Mm.
You need money now
to
pay bills.
Mm.
These fucking kids eat 3 times a day.
Mm.
They got school now.
Mm.
Would you sell your masters?
I would, if the money's good enough. Because with masters, I feel it's always like you can brag and say you own your masters, but if you cannot convert them into money, you get me? If you can't get your music onto a movie, if you can't get your music in a sync deal, then it's just sitting there, right? You're just going to earn royalties which come twice a year or once a year.
And you need money now.
And you need money now. If it's good enough. I mean, Timbaland, didn't he sell his masters?
Yeah, Lil Wayne as well.
Lil Wayne. And these guys have crazy
catalog.
Lil
Wayne didn't sell his. He sold Drake's Nicki Minaj. And stuff.
Okay. Yeah. But he owned them. But they're not his. But he owned them because they were signed to him.
Yeah.
So he sold the catalog. So yeah. And if you're going to get crazy money, good money, I think you could. It's yours, bro. I think we must stop making people feel guilty about selling what's theirs. It's like if you sell this house, it's yours, right?
Yeah.
Neighbor can't say, you're stupid for selling your house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's yours,
it's
bro.
It's like an artist, like a painter.
Yeah.
Like you're selling your work. At the end of the day, it's... Let it be applied
would you
by
sell?
Someone. I guess, you know, the way he has explained it, actually, because before I was thinking, no, I wouldn't. Because you'd want your stuff to, like, you know, keep your stuff because you never know how much more you can get in future. Maybe out of desperation now, you might just lose out because that's another thing. So, but,
yeah, but you see... As much as we're in a desperate situation, don't be desperate in your negotiation of the amount.
Mm.
You get me? If they like, we'll buy them for 50 million rands, for example, for argument's sake. And you know that's enough for you and for what you need and the kind of life you want to live. Why not? As opposed to you owning them and you can't even make 50 million
from them. But
what if
you've got a Lil M vibe, man? Like you've got a Lion King song that's going to set you for the rest of your life and your kids.
Yeah. That's
then
the
clearly you...
Because it depends who you are as well.
True. Then clearly you are not manipulating the song well enough for commercial benefit.
Nah, Pillar, you can't choose whether or not your song's going to be big. So you have a song right now in your catalog that, okay, cool, right now it's not a big thing.
Yeah.
But you sell your masters and then in a year it becomes Master KG Jerusalem. Fucking the biggest song.
But why were you sitting on it?
No, because you don't decide if it's going to be big and you don't decide what time.
The public.
There's a song right now that came out in December that's probably going to be big maybe in 6 months, 8 months, or even in 2 years' time.
In 2 years' time. Like we'll hear it in a movie
or
something.
Yeah,
and
it's
like, yo, and that track.
And it's all eyes on Africa now.
Exactly.
So if Tyler Perry wants a home song or whatever,
you see?
And he hears yours like, hey,
you're going to have to live with that decision, bro.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're going to have to live with that decision, man.
Because most people want masters and royalties for their kids, you know?
Yeah.
For generations.
Yeah, true,
you know,
true.
Perfect example, Lil M.
Yeah.
Of one song, that nigga's fucking rich.
Yeah.
Filthy rich, you know?
And the kids are still going to chow.
They're still going to chow.
I mean, there's Broadway, Lion King. There's Lion King everywhere.
The remake of Lion King now, they probably had to pay him some more, ne?
Of course.
A bit, I think so, yeah. You know, so
they sorted.
Yeah.
Now imagine you had that and you sold your masters. Yeah.
But guys, let's be honest. It's not everyone who gets to that level. It's not everyone who's got that one song that will feed them and their kids. It's not easy even to get that one song. It's not easy, bruh. It's not easy.
Like, who would you advise in South Africa? Like, an artist now? Like you'd say, this one must keep their masters.
How can you do that? What I'm saying is no one knows.
Nah,
no one knows the future. You can't tell. Like you could be a pop producer right now and have the biggest song that's going to be big in 2 years' time? And now we're talking like millions.
So what should an artist do? Starve? And their kids starve? Get their house taken? Get the cars repossessed? When there's something that they could sell to provide? That's stupid, isn't it?
No, I get you.
To say you're holding on to the masters.
You do this for the love of the art, I get it.
You're going to do another one.
Yeah, man. Come on. And remember, you got into music to survive and to make a living for yourself. And when you get that opportunity and think times are bad,
Imagine you're Elaine. Mm-hmm. Imagine you're Elaine.
Elaine.
Yeah, you know Elaine, eh?
Elaine. Famous song.
Elaine, you're the one.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I mean, she's best friends with Drake now. Mm. Yeah, so imagine she gave away those songs.
Too early, man. Too early.
You understand? But when they came out, we never knew they would have this much impact.
Yeah.
True.
So that's what I'm saying, Uri. Hey, and at that time, no one knew who she was. Mm. It wasn't like an artist who's been at it and you hoping and wishing, okay, one day it'll pop.
Yeah.
She literally just started, had these songs, and now she's taking over the world. Yeah. But has she sold the masters? But the reason why I put that up is because Bobster was telling me it's going to be the new trend now.
Is it?
Because people need to
feed. Desperate right now.
Yeah, yeah. People are desperate. So a lot of people are going to be selling their masters.
Mm. I don't have an issue with that. Just don't sell them cheap. Know their worth. Know their value. Especially if you know that you are good.
I think it must become
master. If
there's
someone who wants to buy your masters, it means you're good.
It must
generally.
Be master connoisseurs. Must be in the business of just buying masters.
Oh, okay. Hey.
AK, I'll have that. Casper, I'll have this.
Yeah. Do you have the kind of money though?
Yo,
that's the thing.
Crazy money
though. Yeah, you need crazy money.
Oh shit, man. I was watching this other thing also on Netflix. It's like a roundup, man. Okay. It's these guys that did Black Mirror. They do a roundup of 2020 to show how fucking crazy it was, but in a satirical manner.
Oh.
So it's like very jokey. It's not serious, but they're highlighting what happened in the year. Okay. Kind of like, you know what The Daily Show does?
Yes.
And who's that other guy, man, with the glasses from Britain?
Oh, I forgot the name. I see the
last week with John Oliver.
John Oliver.
You know him, ne?
Yes.
So, Samuel Jackson, they asked him, well, he said something about what's worse, Corona or cops?
Okay. What? You're asking us
now?
Oh, I thought you said that.
Was it when he was talking about that?
I asked him, what's worse, Corona or cops?
With how the cops are operating, they're in the States and
yes,
Corona.
In the States.
Yeah.
Because his thing was that with cops, you can see them coming. I mean, with Corona, you can see it coming, you know? Like, you know it kills people. Mm-mm. And you can sanitize or keep your
distance
and do all these things to try risk minimize the risk of getting it. Mm. So you know it and you can see what it does at face value. Mm. But with cops, they act like they want to protect you. But in actual fact, they want to kill you.
They want to kill you.
So which one is worse?
So the cops were worse in that state.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you said the corona is better than the cops. Because the cops, you don't see them coming.
Yeah, true. And the cops, the corona kills everyone, not just blacks.
Yeah.
This isn't America, of course.
Why are they calling it the South African virus now?
No, there's a strain that is prevalent here, I assume, more than anywhere else for now. That's why. But I mean, the second strain has been popping up. There's another strain of the virus because viruses mutate. So they change forms after a while because a virus is a living thing. So that's why, because it's more prevalent here. It's found here a lot. But it's not like just catching South Africans, you know, it's just within our
South
borders.
Africans are being like not allowed in other countries.
Yes. Yeah. So that to prevent the spread of the new strain in other countries. Or yeah. Even though we're not the only country who has the strain. And I don't know why we have it more here.
Yeah.
That's
it has made it groove, this thing.
It groove.
Yeah, Ali Bizika imali ningi. It's made it groove, this thing. The second strain.
So it mutated.
Oh, well, there's been a lot of super spreaders.
Yeah,
true. And if also, like, people have just not been taking the whole thing serious. You know, super spreaders, parties, I mean, I got invited to a pool party in Sandton on Friday.
Mm.
No, yesterday. Mm. I was like, nah, man, miss me with that. I'm not going to a super spreader.
Mm.
I'm cool with that.
But Corona's here to stay, guys.
Yeah.
It is here to stay,
it's here
bro.
To stay,
it's
and then
here
now
to stay.
They say they're going
to
roll out the vaccine, the second quarter.
This oh, yeah, well, my April,
yeah.
May,
yeah, 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 the second
yeah,
quarter.
The president said.
Oh,
yeah.
We bought the vaccine from Pfizer now.
Yeah.
Because I heard we're still gazetting with other countries to buy the vaccine.
Oh, we're getting
yeah,
it.
We're one of the countries that are getting
yeah,
it.
Nah,
getting
cool.
It.
Nah, but Corona's here to stay. And shout out to people. Some people, I mean, like Zoda Wabantu, she's now opening a chicken business, you know?
Mm. Wasn't that Tira?
No, Tira's going to have a chicken spot.
Oh.
Right, where you buy chicken. Zoda is farming chickens now.
Oh, wow.
From chicken murder to chicken farming. Gotta love Zodwa. But she was born for this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's been growing her own cocks. Growing them young. Growing them young. No, but shout out to her. She's got something to fall back on. Even when she's old and wrinkled, she'll still be serving us thighs and breasts. So shout out to her, man. Corona or not, she's still going to be making bank, bro. Smart, eh? Smart. Because when she came through, we were all like, ah, I was a cool guy, so katala wo ye. And she's got property, she's got like...
She diversified,
yeah. Man. Yeah. You know?
Size,
yeah, man. She diversified. She got properties, like student accommodation,
oh, man.
Chicken farms.
Exactly.
Oksala
also is saving kukushem.
Shout out to Zotoban. Shout out.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So, Corona's here to stay. Artists, instead of selling their masters, can diversify, go into other businesses, bro. I mean, Shimza has proven it's possible. A lot of people, Skeetos, got restaurants.
Those ones are laundering money, chief.
I'm just getting me.
All right, cool. Let's see what's been trending. Pearl Tusi interview was trending. Did you guys see?
Oh, yes.
On Black Twitter.
Yes.
About the colorism thing.
Yes, colorism that she was teased, when she was a kid. Shame, man.
Do you want to talk about that?
Nah.
All right. Chava Eostella role. He's got a new role in Eostella.
Oh, yes. Mm. And people are like, why? Because you must be blacklisted because of the pending... rape allegation.
No, it was dropped.
Was it dropped?
Yeah. Well, some people made a meal of it. Like, why is he still getting cases? I'm like, nonsense.
No, you know? It was dropped. No,
dope.
It was but... dropped. His case is... He's a free man, basically.
Mm. All right, let's not... Yeah, go into that. He lost some gigs, though, because of that thing. Mm. That is now dropped.
And, yeah.
Is he a good actor? I've never seen him.
I've seen...
I've never.
Oh, but then again, he's acting like a taxi driver.
Yes, yeah. So I think it's a natural
so
role.
So it's his role, yeah. Yeah. He just has to... It's Java is himself.
It's just like Trevor Gumbi when I watched How to Ruin Christmas. I'm like, Trevor's playing himself. He's playing himself.
Yeah, so I think you'll kill it on Hostel, man. It was Stella. It was Stella. I think you'll kill it.
LaToya's partner doesn't believe in her calling, which begs a question on how relationship dynamics changes once your partner takes up the responsibility of practicing as a traditional healer. This is LaToya Marquez.
Her lesbian partner.
Mm.
She doesn't believe in her calling. What does she mean? She doesn't believe in her calling.
I guess she doesn't subscribe to the whole...
Oh, she doesn't want her to drop the whole thing.
Mm.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, you can be...
No, drop the whole thing.
No, drop it how? What do you
mean? Like I thought you meant she doesn't believe in it. As in, she doesn't want her being a sangoma anymore. I know you can't just choose and...
Yeah.
Oh, you mean she doesn't subscribe to it. She doesn't believe in...
Yes.
Oh, the Magosi thing.
Yes.
That's cool. That's fine. I mean, you can be atheist and date a Christian.
True.
Right?
If you can handle it. But some people, if that's you put cool. it in the like the forefront, like if I'm Christian, then it must be a Christian. Then it obviously becomes a problem if you get someone who's different.
Like, yes, I know like Muslims are like,
you need to be
on the same page.
Exactly.
Yeah, other
but if one
converts.
Doesn't believe and the other one believes, it's if you can make it work.
Yeah, that's cool,
it's
man.
It's like co-parenting. It's just like, we decide on what's the bigger issue. It's not like you're debating church and religion on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It's basically all rolls back to what's in your thinking, and at the end of the day, whatever you are, if we can all come to
what is Latoya, what is she doing right now?
Is she still on Generations?
Oh, she's in Generations.
Is she? No, you're asking. No, I don't think she's on Generations anymore.
She's just not.
I don't think so, no. I don't watch Generations, but I don't think she's on Generations.
Last time, I'm sure I was on Generations.
Her wife is super rich, though. Mm. Well, the partner is super rich, so I don't know what she's doing.
Was she always lesbian, though?
No, she wasn't. She got 4 kids.
Yeah.
I mean, she was... Or maybe she was. Like, you know, Jay-Z's mom is lesbian,
mm-hmm.
right? So... There's a song.
Did you find out? When did you find out this?
No, when Jay-Z dropped 444, 444, the album.
Yeah.
There's a song called what is it called? There's a house song. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They sampled that song. I think it's a Roy Ayers sample. He sings, he raps about the mom that, you know, mama been a lesbian so long and acting straight, she's a thespian. So I think it's possible for someone to be lesbian all along and have all these kids, like Latoya's got like 4 or 5
Bruce
kids.
Bruce Jenner.
Yes, have the, you know, Bruce Jenner vibes and then come out at a later stage.
So
has she always... So Meezy. So Meezy.
Ah! How?
Oh.
How?
Ah! Are you serious? Smoo is...
No,
he's got friends like
I'm
these.
He's got friends
like... He's got friends like those. Are you for real?
No, I'm
kidding. Oh, just kidding,
man.
Right?
Like
I mean, come on. Yeah, but it's possible. It's possible, right? To be...
Yeah.
So we don't know if she's... I don't think anyone of us can say... Yeah,
yeah, but she's been around, man. Even when I was in high school, she was around, bro.
Yeah.
Even like primary. Remember that
Pampiri
with her and her sisters. They had a song, Blondie McKenney.
Yes.
Yeah, Blondie McKenney.
Hey, she's been
and
around,
they had a music group, her and her sisters,
and
remember?
Her sisters.
They started singing. Yeah, so I don't think anyone can answer whether she's always been lesbian or it's she only discovered now that she
lesbian. Brutus is allegedly of the Queen. You know Brutus.
Brutus from the Queen.
Which one is Brutus?
The one who drinks a lot. Malu. Uncle Brutus. Yeah. The one who's always drinking whiskey or Connex or whatever.
Connex. He's not the guy interviewed, ne?
No. It's Thing Indaba, man. What's his name? Something Daba.
Tembandaba.
Tembandaba. Yeah.
Allegations have surfaced that a telenovela actor was allegedly fired from the Queen for sexual misconduct towards female cast mates.
Ah, if it's that, Mfana.
Ah,
unacceptable.
New Year, same shit.
Unacceptable, bro. Unacceptable. The only Brutus who touched someone from the back was Julius Caesar's friend. Et tu, Brute, it must end there.
Okay, you gotta dive. Wait, I don't want this one to miss.
Et tu, no. Ah, come on. It's a
decipher
simple.
Decipher this one.
Brutus was, you see, Julius Caesar's friend
Caesar.
Who stabbed him in the back.
Yes.
In his last moments, yes. He stuck a knife into his back with all the other Julius Caesar haters. And
wasn't it Jesus?
Jesus.
He's thinking Judas.
Judas. Judas.
Judas.
You heard Julius Caesar.
Judas betrayed
you
Jesus.
You heard Brutus. And you still go, wasn't
Judas.
It Jesus?
Was it Jesus? And Jesus is a bit weird. It's like no, man.
Judas
betrayed Jesus.
Man.
Brutus betrayed Caesar.
Yeah.
Judas betrayed Jesus.
Okay.
Brutus betrayed Caesar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say in the Bible is the world's going to end like this? Isn't there a chapter?
No. Jesus tells, man, why are we talking about Jesus Bible?
Like,
Jesus told the guys, his apostles, that someone is, or him, he's going to betray him.
Yeah, and, no, I hear that, but I'm saying what's happening now with the corona and whatever. Isn't there a chapter where they said the world's going to end like this?
No.
Basically, let me tell you something.
I don't
know.
I said there's going to be a disease.
Are you for real?
That's going to kill everyone.
Everything that can happen. It's somewhere in the Bible, somewhere, you know. It's like if there's a recovery and they say everything is good, guess what? It's in the Bible.
Yes.
Oh.
So I'm just like, yeah, we can relate every moment.
Mm. Oh. Just pick and choose what you want.
Jesus. Julius, Jesus, Peters, Judas.
Hey, I'm tired of these trending topics. Fucking hell. Must I do one more?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Let's go. Let's go.
CBD Twitter versus Santin Twitter. Which one are you on?
Definitely not on Santin Twitter.
There was a debate about who falls under Santin Twitter. So there are four criteria that you need to meet to be on Santin Twitter.
Okay, please give us those criteria.
Number one, first of all, you have to have an iPhone.
Oh.
Mm. Ding. So you can't be tweeting with Twitter from Android.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Number two, you must undermine and belittle people who seem not to be doing better than you.
Oh, okay.
Even your poor family members.
Mm.
No one must know about your family emakhaya.
Okay.
They are not in your league.
Okay.
Must also drag and shame there on Twitter. Isn't that woke people? Isn't that the same?
No, that's not
it
woke.
It just depends. They're not woke. No.
Oh,
definitely not woke.
Number three, run to Twitter when you have an urgent need. Maybe you're stuck with a suspicious Uber driver.
Oh.
Tweet your location.
Okay.
And number four, familiarize yourself with the following words and phrases. Chile, heel, ha-a. One thing about me, indota maibe.
Oh.
Oh, is that how you say Chile? That's C-H-I-L-E thing.
Is it Chile?
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. That sounds
Which
awkward.
One is sent in Twitter? Are you on sent in
no
Twitter?
No way. I'm not none of those things. I'm not on sent in Twitter.
No, firstly, they spoke about an iPhone.
Yeah, firstly, yes.
They spoke about
so
an iPhone.
So you CBD Twitter?
I'm CBD. I'm proud.
Okay, I want to hear the criteria for the CBD Twitter.
That's all I have here on this thing.
So what do you think? What do you think is a CBD Twitter?
Isn't that the ones that use memes all the time? Isn't it those ones?
It's jealous all.
I don't know. Yeah, use memes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Asking where you catch taxis to a certain place all the time. You get those people on Twitter.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Shit.
It's like a whole community then, eh?
Yeah, or they're off Twitter for 3 days because someone snatched their phone through the taxi window. That happens in the CBD.
It's a thing in
the CBD. Oh, yeah. If you're driving through a CBD, you must close. I've seen people snatch phones.
I've heard.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah
it's been, a thing. Even we
smash and grab by Brie.
Ish.
I was with Pearl.
Tusi.
No, and Mudiati.
Oh,
yeah, there's too many Pearls.
Oh. Oh yeah.
So she was driving my car, and then when we stopped by the robots there by Brie.
When was this?
Half a year back.
Oh, years.
Unless you can hear, man. It's just years back. Me and Pearl in the same car.
Were you smashing? We were smashing.
And grabbing.
Hey! No Mudia! Nadia Mudia!
Smash and grabbed.
So they smashed the window, grabbed our phones, ran.
Madness.
Mm. Yeah.
Man. No, now they don't smash. They just take your phone from your hand. They snatch it.
Mm.
So it's like
gone.
Window gone while you're checking out directions.
That also happened once
whatever.
When I was with Tineo, Lusengo.
Lusenga, yeah. Oh.
She was driving, and then we're by Pri.
Oh.
And then she was on the phone, they snatched it, and then she snatched it back. She's like, I'm Baba. She's like, not this one.
Ladies, if you are driving with my G,
what a G.
Like Tineo Lusenga.
What a G.
Yeah, but anyway. African billionaire Aliko Dangote. What happened
Dangote.
To him?
Oh, Aliko Dangote, there's this chick. I'm not sure where these things connect. There's a picture of him going around with a part of his ass showing.
Oh, yeah. Here's the picture, Ghostly.
There's
a picture.
Black Nigerian ass.
That. Yes, I saw that picture.
So that's why he trended initially. And I mean, you can see it's a honey who took it, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's this other honey, Bay or B. Williams, Lewis, who posted.
Bea Lewis, yes.
Bea Lewis, she posted a pic of him and her and said that she used to date him and she broke her heart into 1,000 pieces. Then she goes on, though, to talk about how he changed her life as far as how she views business, how to make money.
Oh, he put her
what's
on.
A good and yeah, he put her on. Mm. You know, so I don't know where those two meet, though. Does she take that picture and spread it, not from obviously her accounts, gave it to friends or whatever, and then on the other hand, say, here's this man who broke my heart, but he's such an amazing man. It's weird.
Read there, Ghostly. I'm tired of reading. Read there.
It's weird what's going on.
It's the last one.
You're not tired of reading. You can't read. It makes you read slow, right?
I think I'm losing my eyesight, so I have to squint.
Oh,
so I can't see properly.
So you need glasses?
I think so, bro. Okay. Hey, old age. Yarr,
more squint. Bro.
Okay, the last paragraph.
Yeah, the last
shortly
story.
Shortly after.
Yeah. What does it say?
Okay, African billionaire Aliko Dangote. Africa's richest man, Aliko Dangote.
He's the richest man.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
I said, is it not?
Black man, I think. I mean, you still have your Oppenheimers and Rupert's, dude. Rupert's, yeah.
He said Twitter alight after an image of him was posted on social media site exposing his derriere.
What's that?
You're behind.
Oh, derriere. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Derriere.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
This comes after an American woman claimed that the billionaire broke her heart earlier this year. The woman known as Bea Lewis posted that she learned a lot of business acumen from the billionaire and has built a few businesses of her own. However, dating a man of such stature came with a lot of heartbreak.
Shortly, why is this even a story, bro?
I don't know, man. His ass trending, yeah, I get that. But this unknown woman...
Not ass. Derriere.
Ugh, man. Ass. Is ass trending, black ass trending. That I understand. Everything else, I don't get it, man. It's like...
You could have just zoomed,
who's this
Mitchie?
Woman?
You were busy squinting.
The only zoomer knows the app goes late.
Okay. And then shortly after the New Year's Eve post, the billionaire began a trend on social media. Dangote did not react or respond to Lewis's post. Someone then posted a revealing image of Dangote on Twitter. View the picture below. Well, you'll show it. That's the picture that we're talking about right now.
Wow. I mean, what a waste of time.
It is a waste of time, man. Hey, whatever. A man is with a woman.
Just because he's rich.
Yeah, dude, exactly. This ish happens every day.
Is he not linked?
If he was broke, would say Africa's brokest man.
Man, yeah. Derriere. You see, that would be a better story. You're with this American woman who, but just for the fact of alive.
Oh shit. Yeah, don't forget, man, we gotta announce the Elise voucher. Remember we were giving away
$5,000.
Yes, Elise voucher courtesy of Studio 88. The question was, who was the guy driving us in Cape Town? The answer was
Olela.
Yeah, and the winner is Rivaldo _Lyle. Congratulations, my brother.
Well done, Rivaldo.
Nice. The hamper's coming to you. And guess what? There's more.
Ooh.
Hey.
We've got a Super Bits hamper to give away.
Hey.
Which includes 500 Rand betting voucher, a cap, a t-shirt, a lighter, cell phone clip, lanyard, water bottle, and a stress ball.
Dope.
No cap.
Dope.
Yeah. So how you can win is make sure you become a member of Podcast and Chill. And then we're going to ask you, what should we ask them this time? Okay, tell us your super wish for 2021. Nah? What do you want for 2021? Nah?
So we choose the winner based on the best wish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, another one. Because if I wish to get a wife in 2021, that's boring as opposed to someone who wants a super yacht, right? So how do you decide? They both have our wishes.
Okay, so
there's no winner.
What should we do?
Same. Ask something an answer to something we mentioned. Yeah. Oh, flip. I can't ask that. It is... When?
What's another word for ass?
It was just now. That one, though. Huh?
MacGyver learned a new word.
Yeah, I learned a new word.
Derriere. When you get home, like, babe, I want to see your derriere. What them derrieres up in here?
I want you to get some derriere on Christmas Eve.
Bring that
derriere.
Bring that dirty ass derriere.
Do you know how to spell it? Do you know how to spell it?
No.
Exactly. Ways. That's the question. Let's see. Yeah. What's another word for ass?
We just mentioned it like 10 times now, bro.
And
come on now.
As everyone is Googling how to spell it.
Okay, cool. Another one. Give me something, Mesh.
Apart from Zodwa Abantu, who else, which South African celebrity, has a chicken business or recently started a chicken business?
Mm.
I think that's cool.
Okay.
Okay. Do you like that, Ghost Lady?
I like it.
All right. Okay. So make sure you become a member. This prize is only going to members of Podcast and Chill. So make sure you become a member. Click the join button there and you could walk away with the Super Bets hamper. Other than that, anything else you want to add, bro?
Nothing much, man. Good to be back. Let's rock and roll and get Trevor Noah on the show.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's start the first
Trevor
DM.
Noah, let's DM him.
Yeah, let's DM him. DM Trevor Noah there. Okay, cool. There we go.
I'm gonna go DM him on Instagram.
On the podcast,
so we're all gonna DM him.
I'm on my personal.
On your personal one.
Oh. Okay. And the podcast one.
All right. So what are we gonna say today? We're gonna say hi, Trevor. This is the Podcast and Chill team. We would love to have you on the show.
Wait. Let me.
Please. Respond.
I must commend. Please.
You
must commend.
You just start pleading.
No, my in.
Okay, what did you say?
I said, hi, Trevor. This is the podcast team. We'd love to have you on the show. Please respond accordingly.
Yeah, you must start polite, guys. Yeah. You know, like
by nice. November, by June, then we'll start saying, fuck you. We'll start going Stan on him. You know the song, Eminem Stan?
Yeah, Stan. Yeah.
I love you, man.
Since wife and Dave. Were you there concurrently? You weren't, ne? He was gone when you joined.
Yeah, I got a show because he left.
Oh, flip. Yes. That's your claim to fame.
Yes. Do you want to know the story? Let me tell you.
Tell me.
I've told it 10 million times.
Oh, come on. Oh, you've told it on the show already.
Yeah, pick an episode, pick a number, go to that episode. I probably told it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nah, that's cool.
Go do some homework.
Yeah. All right, man. We're out of here, Podcast and Chill. So we can't give away the podcast hamper because it's got a grandeur bottle in it. So we'll give it away when the lockdown's over.
Oh, okay.
The podcast hamper.
But
the
podcast hamper.
They didn't say we can't give one another alcohol.
But how
we can't buy alcohol.
Huh? Yeah, you can't deliver it.
Oh, you can't transport alcohol. Oh, flip.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I can drink the bottle and go to the person's house. Yeah. The alcohol is there somehow. Technically. No, fucking around.
Why you guys having the alcohol?
I needed it too. I drank too much,
bro.
Copious amounts of alcohol over December, bro. I think like I downed like 6 bottles.
Shit.
You know what I mean? So I'm cool, bro. Like I needed the break.
I think that's how
I needed the break.
That's how
there was a case of grandeur missing. Was that you?
Gin Fondin. Gin. Nah, it wasn't me, bro. It wasn't me.
But that's how we console ourselves, though. Like by saying.
Console.
Funny. Hey, hey.
No, I needed it. Keep January, Ven. He drinks in January. I'm not mad. So, anyway, yeah.
We are here, man. Podcast and Chill, boom.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.